Blog Talk Radio.
To an audience, we had a wonderful response to Soul Tithes. Before I get this message out, there's a prophetic word that I need to give to the United States citizens or so-called born-again Christians. Do not put your, or any American in the U.S. This message is the Father's blessing is a different teaching. I want to get this across to my U.S. audience. God has put in my heart to share, do not put your children back in school. The United States is infected with this virus, and it's really out of control. Please, don't send your children. Put your children in virtual school on a computer and stay home. Keep them at home if you can. A lot of parents are getting impatient. God is showing them that there is in their life they don't have patience enough for their own children. They want to send them off so they can get some time and break. That's your blood and your flesh. Don't do that. Please, do not put your children in the school system. Also, please register to vote. We got a serious election coming up in the United States. Do that, and please pray to get this man out of office. The United States is not going to do and get recovered from this virus with this administration. All right, God bless. Enough of that. Let's get to the teaching today. The Father's blessings. What is a father's blessing? A father has a blessing. I bless my son, and I wish to put a blessing upon him. It's biblical. And if you don't, some of you have never had a father, a physical father, whether it's a stepfather or a father, Jesus Christ is your father. So if you never had a father, yes, you do have a father. The body of Christ, in large part, is missing out on something of a great significance. Through surveys of multiple conferences, I personally have found very few people have received the Father's blessings through their early childhood. Through me going to different churches, speaking and just gathering around certain Christians, especially when I was a hospital chaplain, I realized that this teaching has no validity to it because people don't really teach it out of the Bible. This is why you have to study. The Heavenly Father has set the examples present for the Father's blessings. The patriarchs of the Old Testament, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, clearly understood the power of the Father's blessings and predicted it. And they spoke it. The belief of the Father's blessings are far-reaching and will make a difference between success and failure, victory and defeat, happiness and misery in any individual life of a human being. Blessings is the opposite of a curse. No curse ever happens without a curse. For like a feather and sparrow, so cause without a cause, a curse should not come without a cause, according to Proverbs 26:2. The absence of the blessings make way for the curse to lay hold. In other words, the curse for curses in a personal life may be due to the failure of the father to fulfill his responsibilities to bless his children. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. That's in Proverbs 18:21. Most are aware of the reality of spoken curses, supernatural demonic powers that gain entrance through evil or negative words spoken by one person over another. For instance, when a child hears his mother or father speak word curses, such as, "You are a problem child, you are stupid, you never do anything right, I wish you had never been born," the curse has a right to align upon that child when it's spoken. Some well-intentioned but meaningful ministries have attempted to cancel the power of the curse with other curses by sending the curse back where it come from. The old covenant requires an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, Matthew 5:38. But the new covenant way to deal with those who curse you is to bless them, that Jesus says. In Matthew 5:43-44, "Ye have heard that it was said, ye shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." Did it ever occur to you to bless your enemies? This is God's way of protecting yourself from curses spoken by others against you. If, on the other hand, you have bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred, and anger in your heart against anyone, you are making a landing script for curses to arrive and land right in your life. Demon power is the force to make curses a reality. To have a curse is to have a demon. To have a demon is to be cursed. The power of blessings is supernatural. It is presented by the Holy Spirit, producing joy, peace, prosperity, faithful, and providing health, success, and protection. To be blessed is to be of God's favor and to have his face shine upon you. Now, let's look at this. Number one, God blessed Adam and Eve, and soon as Adam and Eve was created, then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Thereupon Adam and Eve were fruitful, multiple upon by the dominion of Christ, and God spoke in blessing over them. He spoke a blessing must be spoken, for life is in the power of our tongue. The Father's blessing is the fulfillment of God, including bearing children, allowing a father to do well, to affirm the blessings of the fruitfulness started through his seed in Psalms 1 verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth the fruit in season. Whoso leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Isn't it amazing that the simple act of faith is speaking a blessing over a person? One can activate the power of God. Speaking blessings do not apply only to fathers speaking blessings over their children, for anyone who has the power to bless others in the name of the Lord. God blessed Abraham. God called Abraham and blessed him in Genesis chapter 12, 1 through 3. Now the Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curse you, and all your families on the earth shall be blessed, in Genesis chapter 12, 1 through 3. God wants not only to bless us, but to make us a blessing to others. And in you all shall be blessed. That's the nation of Israel. Genesis 12:3. God blessed Isaac. God also blessed Abraham's son Isaac. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac. And Isaac dwelt at Beer Lahai-Roah in Genesis chapter 25 verse 11. Beer-Lahai-Roah means the well of the living one who beholds me. There is a rich significance in the name of people and places in the Bible. Here, Isaac dwelt at a place of a special blessing where there were refreshing waters provided by the one who beholds him with divine favor. God blessed his son. At the time of Jesus' baptism and inauguration into the ministry, the Heavenly Father blessed his son. When he has been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the waters, and behold, the heavens was open to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him, and suddenly a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Matthew 3:16-17. Once again, we find that the Heavenly Father speaking words of approval and blessing, Jesus was blessed with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, equipped him for the miracle ministries and sacrificial death that laid ahead. Jesus had not yet performed a miracle nor delivered a sermon. He was blessed for who he was as a son rather than for who he had done and the things he done. God had already blessed him. Here, too, is an example for us to follow. Let the Heavenly Father also lay hands on our children and impart the baptism of the Holy Spirit and bless them with the words of approval. Don't say negative things to your children. I remember a long time ago, I forgave my mother. And I was called into the ministry, and I wasn't a Catholic no more. I got out of Catholicism, and my mother was staunch Catholic. And them demons got in her, and she said, I'm sorry I birthed you. Yeah, that was a curse over me, and I had to break it. And thank God I forgave her. You know, those was demons speaking through my mother, religious spirits. And I had to hold my ground because I was glad I was out the Catholic church, praying to dolls, statues, and praying to Mary, and calling men father. But she didn't know. She didn't know. Okay, let's see. Isaac blessed his son, the earthly father's example. Isaac took Rebekah as his wife, but she was barren. Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife, and the Lord granted his petition, and Rebekah conceived and became pregnant with twins. As the two sons struggled in her womb, Rebekah sought the Lord as to the reason for her discomfort, and God replied, "Two nations are in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other. The older shall serve the younger." Genesis 25, verse 23. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 20. The blessings were prophetic. This is another characteristic of the Father's blessing. It is prophetic. So when you bless your children, you're blessing a prophetic thing upon them. It speaks forth of the Heavenly Father's sovereignty, love, and purpose in our lives. In Romans chapter 9, verse 11 through 13, "For the children not yet being born, nor having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to the elections might stand, not of works, but of him who calls, it was said to her, Rebekah, the older shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I hated." Romans 9, 11 through 13. When Isaac realized that he was near death, he knew it was time to bestow the father's blessings upon his sons. It was the custom to bestow a favorite blessing upon the firstborn. Esau was the firstborn, but to bestow the favorite blessings upon Esau would have been contrary to God's revealed purpose. Obviously, Rebekah had not forgotten the word spoken to her by the Lord between the two twins that was born. For God said, "The older will serve the younger," and therefore Rebekah devised a plan whereby Isaac would be deceived and Jacob would receive the blessings of the firstborn. This is when humans get in the way of the will of God. Blind Isaac, making Jacob for Esau, laid hands on Jacob and spoke a prophetic blessing. "Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fattens of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's son bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who cursed you, and blessed be those who bless you." Genesis 27, verse 28 and 29. Now, again, we find the important principles of the Father's blessing being prophetic. The blessing expresses the very mind and purpose of God. The Father's blessing is extremely important. It opens heaven's window for divine favor in one human being's life. When Isaac discovered that he had been deceived, not having blessed the firstborn son as he thought, he terribly exceedingly and was upset. In Genesis 27, verse 33, when Esau realized his brother had robbed him of the covenant blessing, he was furious and cried with exceedingly great bitter cry in Genesis chapter 27, verse 34. He begat his father for a blessing for himself. Esau desperately pleaded for his father's blessing, revealed just how important the father's blessing is. He entered future welfare rested on the blessing. So he said to his father, "Have you not reserved a blessing for me? Have you only one blessing, my father?" Genesis 27, verse 36 and 38. Whereupon Isaac spoke the following blessings on Esau. "Behold, your dwelling shall be of the phantoms of the earth and the dew of heaven from above. But your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when you become restless that you shall break his yoke from your neck." Genesis 27, verse 39 through 40. Now, the writer of Hebrews gives us partial insight of Isaac's blessings. It was spoken in faith, indeed. It was prophetic blessings spoken in faith and received by faith. There may be no existent evidence that the spoken blessing has its substance. In fact, a prophetic blessing even extends past the death of both the blesser and the one who's getting blessed. Isaac's faith looked beyond death. His confidence and faith saw that God's purpose was not frustrated by death. He spoke with divine impartation, assurance of what would be and what would happen in the future. And a blessing given according to God, landing cannot fail. in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 20 and 21, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of his sons, Joseph, and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. Here is another principle that applies to a father's blessing. It is given in an act of worship. As Jacob blessed his sons, he worshiped leaning on the top of his staff. Yes, the father's blessing is to be given in attendance of worship. The Heavenly Father spoken or is speaking on behalf of our Father as we do that through worship, so our sons and children can see that. Let's look at Jacob blessed his grandsons. Not only should a father bless his children, but he should also bless his grandchildren. How many people have grandchildren you don't even bless them? Upon request, Jacob blessed his grandchildren, Ephraim and Manasseh, and said to Joseph, please bring them to me, and I will bless them. Genesis chapter 48, verse 9. The idea is for the children's father to request this blessing of the grandfather as Joseph did. When the ideal is not feasible, the grandson should take the initiative to bless his grandchildren. Joseph attempted to have the major blessing given to Manasseh, the firstborn, but Jacob crossed his hand to pick out Ephraim from the great blessing. See, human intervention messing up how God has to straighten us out. This demonstrates that God cannot be manipulated. He fulfills his purpose as he pleases and is not bound by human options or tradition. Thank God. His blessings upon the two boys was prophetic, reflecting God's purpose for their lives. In Genesis chapter 48, 15 through 16, God before whom my father Abraham, Isaac walked, the God who has fed me all my life to this day, the angels who have redeemed me from all evil, bless the land. Let my name be named upon them, and the name of the father Abraham, Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude of the midst of the earth. Jacob blessed his two sons in Genesis chapter 49, verse 1. And Jacob called his sons and said, gather together that I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days. Therefore, Jacob pronounced a prophetic blessing over each of his 12 sons, confirming what he had noted already, that the father's blessing is personal, spoken and foretelling future by the words of the father's mouth. God is an individual person who wants us to understand as he blessed his son, he wants us to bless our children. Genesis 49:28, and he, Jacob, blessed them, and he blessed each one according to his own blessing. David blessed his household. It was a very special day in the life of King David. The Ark of the Covenant, which had been absent from Jerusalem for several years, was restored and placed at the Tabernacle of David. There was a great celebration, and 30,000 choice men of Israel escorted the Ark and shouting and playing instruments, and David danced before the Lord with all his might. After sacrifice, he offered David's composing special psalms and designated praise and worship and praised God day and night before the Ark. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 18 through 20. He blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts and returned home to bless his household. So this is biblical. Amazing, after one of the most important and physically demanding days in David's life, he was thinking about his family members and was anxious to get home to bless them. Public worship did not replace the need for family ministry. Sadly, David's wife was critical of her husband's behavior, and by rejoicing her blessing and by rejecting her blessing, she received the curse. Therefore, Michael, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death. You see that? So if you don't believe it, a curse can come on you. It's real. Go to 2 Samuel 6:23. Another key insight in the father's blessing emerged in this text. Blessing is not limited to children, but should include all those of a man's household. The father's blessing upon his wife, children, or extended family are to continue and to express the love covenant of God as he did it by example of blessing his son. In both Hebrew and Greek words means to declare happiness. Happiness intends a family, husband, and father to make his life and his children's children be blessed by the covenant that God has established in his word. And I find most fathers don't have no clue about this. It is so, so sad. Even Jesus Christ himself blessed children. The disciples evidently thought that the little children was unimportant to Jesus and preventing parents from beginning bringing them to him. But Jesus said, "Let the children come to me and do not forbid them," in Luke 8:16. Then the little children who brought to him that he might put his hand on them and pray, Lord have mercy, Matthew 19:13. The laying on of hands represent impartation. Jesus imparted a blessing on these little children. We would do well to follow his example with our children. Priestly blessings. When the Levitical priesthood was established, the priest was introduced by God to bless the children of Israel. Thus, one of the duties of the priest is to bless the people. Under the new covenant, believers become a royal priesthood in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. So every believer is to be a blessing of others. Here is the prescribed blessing God gave the priest in Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 36, through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. There are two types of blessings. The priestly blessing is not given to a person or prophecy in the blessings of a goodwill that imparts God's favor, protection, and peace to all of God's children. It is specially expressed in God's desire for the intimate relationship with his people that God would love to bless us in two different ways, through righteousness and through the Father speaking blessing over his children. God will honor that. So the Bible has a lot to say about blessings. Speak a blessing to your children. Say a blessing. Repeat this, write this down, or ask the Holy Spirit to give you the words to pray upon your children and to bless your children. My child, I love you. You are special. You are a gift from God. I thank God for allowing me to be a father to you. I bless you with the healing of all wounds of rejection, neglect, abuse. I break every curse upon my children. I bless you with the overflowing peace of the Holy Spirit, the peace of the Prince of Peace Jesus can give. I bless your life with fulfillment of good fruit, abundant fruit, and fruit that remains. I bless you with the success of the Word of God that passed me through you. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. I bless you with health and strength of body, soul, and spirit. I bless you with overflowing prosperity, enabling you to be a blessing to others. I will bless you with spiritual influences for you and the light of the world and the salt of the earth through Christ. You are like a tree planted by the rivers. You will prosper in all your ways. I will bless you with the depth of spiritual understanding and a cloak of righteousness to walk with the Lord. You will not stumble or falter. You will be successful in everything you do. You have the favor with God and man. I bless you with the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Speak that over your children and bless your children. God bless you here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio, a father's blessing. Speak a blessing over your children, your daughters. Learn the Bible. Train your children about the Lord. Amen. We want to thank every last one of my supporters who have supported me to keep me on air. And I thank the Lord for the contributions that they have given. Thank you so much, all of you. Sammy, Osley, all of my brothers and sisters in Finland, I really thank the Lord for keeping us on air through these hard times. Again, in America, do not put your children in school. Keep them out of the school system. America's going to have to shut down again. She don't want to do it because she's greedy with money. This is why people are dying. God bless you. Don't forget to tell someone about Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Tell someone about subscribing. We're trying to get to 1,000 subscribers, and we need your help. If you would like to contribute to this ministry, go to livedeliverance.com. We have a 24-hour-a-day internet radio station that's streaming, and we also have YouTube radio station that's streaming. We also have Blog Talk. Come join us, 678-378-1857, option number one tonight at 9 o'clock. Have Pastor Steve Lee again. Subscribe. Tell someone about Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Sow a seed and keep us on air. God bless you. We have a secure PayPal site. Shalom to you, and we'll see you. Be blessed.